WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
On my recent cruise from Mobile, Alabama to the Yucatan Peninsula, I was enthralled to see numerous clouds in the tropical environment. Two of those in particular were my favorites, high cirrus clouds and some lower cumulus clouds. Traveling on the beautiful deep blue Gulf of Mexico with those puffy white, almost cotton ball looking clouds, I wondered just how much one of those clouds might weigh. Were they heavy due to the moisture content? Or very light as their floating, almost weightless appearance suggested. Our clouds float in the sky since they are less dense than the air that supports them. Clouds are made up of tiny water droplets that form when the temperature becomes too cold for the air to hold the moisture as water vapor. The density of a cloud depends largely on the type of cloud, and for cumulus clouds, the density has been estimated to be about 0.5 grams in a cubic meter. Now, those fibrous cirrus clouds may have a lower density, while a well-developed cumulonimbus cloud may have a higher density due to the moisture packed by updrafts in the storm. So just how big is a typical cumulus cloud? Well, it's possible to estimate the horizontal dimension of a cloud by driving through its shadow. A fairly typical cloud is about a kilometer across or 1,000 meters. Now, those puffy white clouds are often about as tall and wide as they are long. So we can calculate the volume as 1,000 meters by 1,000 meters by 1,000 meters for our estimate and arrive at 1 billion cubic meters. Now, density is defined as the mass, the number we want, divided by the volume. So plugging in our numbers and solving for mass, our sample cloud weighs 500 million grams. Converting that number to pounds, you arrive at 1.1 million pounds. Wow, those fluffy white cotton ball looking clouds are actually pretty heavy. Thinking of this another way, that cumulus cloud weighs the equivalent of about 275 automobiles, using a value of about 4,000 pounds for each car, a number taken from the estimates by EPA. So the next time you look into the sky and see one of those fluffy white billowy clouds taking on the shape of a dragon, duck, or mouse, it may be a lot heavier than you think. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.